This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. 171 Coloradans are in the hospital with COVID. That's up from earlier and the first increase since late July. The Omicron subvariant BA5 makes up most of Colorado's cases. Denver has never had a woman for mayor, but a new poll shows more than half of Denver residents are motivated to vote for a woman as the next mayor, and a quarter are very motivated. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports the biggest issue for Denver voters is housing.
Emerge Colorado and the Colorado Working Families Party commissioned the poll of 400 Denver voters in July. Results showed voters overwhelmingly wanted a woman, a community leader, and someone with personal experience with the challenges Denver faces, like discrimination or poverty. More than half of polled voters were undecided. No candidate had more than 7% support, and most polled didn't recognize candidates' names. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Westside Metro residents could see smoke over the next couple of days. That's from a training exercise near Bear Creek Lake in Lakewood. This week, Dazzle, a music club in Denver, will host a special tribute to a musician celebrating his 102nd birthday tomorrow. CPR's Eden Lane has more.
Colorado Music Hall of Fame inductee Charles Burrell's life work blazed a trail for black musicians. Burrell was the first African-American in the world to be hired under a permanent contract with a major American symphony, the Denver Symphony Orchestra, in 1949. He was also a crossover musician playing with jazz legends Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, and Charlie Parker. And he was a mentor to countless others, including his niece, five-time Grammy Award winner Diane Reeves. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Dazzle is a financial supporter of CPR News. This is CPR News and KRCC.